This is Rabbi Nathanael Broad, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 25th. We continue on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph 25 in the second section, the green text. Now we're going to, even though we had a tiyuf at the end of yesterday's learning, right, we reject this idea that a wild animal that finds its way into your orchard does not require zimun. We're going to revisit that right now. Right? The Gemara says, really, does it really require designation? Right? That was our conclusion yesterday, that the wild animal nestled in your, camped out in your orchard, requires designation. Behatanya, right? Well, we learned in a brisa the following. It's a long brisa, so you'll bear with us till we get to the answer. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, modim beis shamay ubeis hillel, both beis shamay and beis hillel agree. Al shehizminan bitoch hakan umatza lifnei hakan. Right, if you designated birds in the coop and then you find birds outside of the coop, right, that's the mission we saw earlier, she'asurin. Right, that they are indeed prohibited, right, because we're assuming they're different birds. Bamed varim amurim, when is that true? Biyone shovach, biyone aliyah. Right, that are the pigeons with the different doves and different kinds of elevated coops and other coops. Vitziporim shekinenu betvichen u bevira. Right, and birds nesting in pitchers and in a building. Aval, but avazim etarnegolim, biyone hardesios, right? You have geese and you have chickens and these hardesian doves. Ver chaya shekinena bipardes, right? And that's the key line, right? The wild animal that camped out in your orchard, mutarin be'en srichin zimun, they are indeed permitted and they don't require designation. Now, before we can answer the question, we have to keep going through this entire brisa. So bear with us, but we'll then come to the answer. B'tzipor dror, the wild bird, tzricha l'kasha v'chnafeh, you gotta tie its wings, k'nei shelo tizchalef b'ima. So that, right, we'll know it's the bird, and it doesn't get confused with another bird, such as its mother. V'hamikusharin, v'haminu ana'in. Right, the birds that are tied up, or the na'anuim of the lulav, by the birds that are shaken. I guess it leaves some sort of a sign, I guess. No, I would never, I don't know about shaking a bird, but okay. All right, but those that are biboros, uvivatim, uvisichin, uvioros, right, in pits, in houses, wells, and cisterns, mutarin, so those are permitted. Right, because clearly you've either tied them up or shaken them. You've designated them before Yantif. Right, so in any of those places they are mutarin uve ilanos. But if they're up in a tree, asurin, because not because the bird's not designated, they're prohibited. Asurin shemayal leviyelos, because you might go up and tear something off of the tree. Right, you're not allowed to go. It's a rabbinic decree. You can't climb a tree on Shabbos. You might break off a branch. V'hamikusharin v'haminu anain b'chol makom, right? And if you have birds that are tied up or shaken in any other place, asurim mishum gezel, right? Then you can't take them because of theft, right? Somebody who went to the, right, either shook the birds or tied the birds, they've acquired them, right? And therefore, once somebody else has acquired them, you cannot take them because you would be stealing. So that's the brisa, but just to refocus ourselves, yesterday we concluded Chaya Shekinina Beparadis, a wild animal, right, that camps out in your orchard, requires designation. In this price, it says it does not require designation. That is a problem. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, it's not. Lo Kasha, it's not an issue. There's no question. Haba Ha Be'ima. Right. When does it require designation? When it's the mother. This is the baby. Baby can't get away. It does not require designation. The mother requires designation. The Gemara says, no, that doesn't work either. Right? Ima. Talk about the mother, full animal. Zimun sagila. I'm simply designating, I'd like to use that animal tomorrow is going to be sufficient. Chas v'shalom. Say to Mal, you need to actually trap that animal. A wild animal has to be trapped. You can't just point to it and say, I'd like to use that one. Right? So it can't be the mother and the kid. El Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, rather Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, Idi, bididi, da. Both are referring to the kid. Ha begina hasmucha le'ir, ha begina she'en hasmucha. No, one is, right, when does it not require designation, right, today's price? So that is when it's in a little garden that's close to the city. When does it require designation? Yesterday is ha begina she'en hasmucha. That's my garden that is not close to the city. This concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me for our new Mishnah on Monday.